Right. Let's talk art for a second. UCT's Michaelis School of Fine Art is very well known. It's produced and nurtured some of this country's top creators. It's got a huge reputation. So it's always a good idea to keep an eye on who is coming out of Michaelis and look at some of the new up-and-coming talent that could be the major artists of tomorrow. And you get your chance to do exactly that this week, because the graduate class of 2021 is going to be holding its annual silent auction starting tomorrow. It's an event intended as a fundraiser, but of course for collectors it's an opportunity to keep your eyes open for potentially the next big name in art circles. To tell us a little bit more about what it comprises and why it's happening in the first place, I'm delighted to welcome Jet Withers, who is a final year sculpture major at Michaelis. Jet, great to have you on the show. Welcome.
Hi, Pippa. Thank you so much for having me here.
It's a great pleasure. Let's start with the event itself. Jet, tell us what it consists of and how it all runs, and then we'll talk about the why behind it.
Cool. So the Michaelis Silent Auction is a long-standing tradition of Michaelis. It's happening online this year for COVID reasons. Mm-hmm. We're using a website called bidpro.co.za, a local website who are running the auction for us. And it starts tomorrow at 2 p.m. and ends on Thursday at midnight. Okay. That runs for 2 days. We have over 150 lots, which is incredible, and have received some really incredible donations from a wide range of artists, students, up-and-coming artists, and big names. We've got some art from BZ Bailey, Brett Seller, Fani Bay, Guys, Penny Siopis, Bernie Searle, Mary Sabunde. It's really exciting. It's been really incredible to organize it.
So that's lovely that the established artists are still contributing back to a very important cause, which we'll explain in a moment. But in terms of the new artists, Jet, what sort of art forms and genres are represented in the auction? Tell us a little bit more about the student artists.
So the student artists ranges from prints, like lithographs and woodcuts, to sculptures and paintings. And photographic prints. So it's a really good kind of representation of the art that's coming out of Michaelis and the various different departments that are producing it.
Okay. How does one actually bid? How does an auction online without an actual auctioneer actually work, Jet?
So you go onto the BidPro site and you click sign up or sign in and you register. And then when the auction opens tomorrow, you can bid on a lot, and it's anonymous. So you'll be given an auction number, which will show up when you bid. And although BidPro will have your details, that will never be shared with anybody else.
And is it simply making an offer on what you think you'd like to or be prepared to pay for that artist? And if somebody else tops that offer, too bad for you. Is there any way to sort of keep track on who's potentially outbidding you?
Yes. So as far as I know, you'll see who the last bid is. So let's say you make your first bid tomorrow, you can come back over the next 2 days and up your bid to make sure that by the time the end of Thursday, you have the highest bid and you secure the work.
Okay, thanks for explaining that. Now, Jed, what we haven't spoken about is why this is such an important event. It's a fundraiser for two different projects, one of those being the Materials Bursary Fund. Tell us more about that fund and who it supports.
So the Materials Bursary Fund is a really incredible program run in-house at Michaelis. And it's to help students pay for their everyday costs of being at art school. A lot of students are on NSFAS funding and government funding, but that doesn't cover the sheets of metal that you need to make sculptures, or the canvas, or the oil paints, or the charcoal. Without it, a lot of the people who are at Michaelis wouldn't be able to make the art that they do.
And, I mean, good quality materials can come at a really hefty price. I know that it's a month that runs to sometimes R1,000 or more a month for students. So it's a really substantial cost that bursary helps to cover. Okay, so that's one of the designated beneficiaries of the auction. The other is your graduate catalogue. And, Jet, I've seen this described as a kind of CV for the entire class. Tell us a little bit more.
So the graduate catalogue will have all of everyone in fourth year who is graduating. It'll have a bio, all of the pictures of the work, and this gets sent to a whole bunch of institutions and or galleries and becomes both a way to kind of advertise your work, but also a way to archive your work. Mm-hmm. Having your work in print is really important for collectors. It's really important for academics. it's kind of an incredible foundation for entering the art world, both on an academic level, but also on a commercial level.
Okay. Jet, final question. Do you personally have an item that's part of the auction? And if so, what is it?
I do. I have a photographic print, which is called Both And, which is on the auction, there are these domestic sculptures which were made last year in the depths of lockdown and are about bodily anxiety. So check it out if you can.
Okay, definitely going to keep an eye out for that one. Okay, I lied. One more question. Somebody's just asked on the WhatsApp line, is there a reserve price set for any of the items or is it open bidding?
So there are reserve prices for some of the big artists. It's important to have reserve prices so that they're kind of market, so that the value of their artwork doesn't drop. But a lot of the art doesn't. Some of the big names do have reserves. Everybody else doesn't, in short.
Okay. Jet Withers, one of the artists whose work will be included in the Michaela School of Fine Arts silent online auction. Jet, thank you so much for joining us today to fill us in on the ins and outs of how to bid and to tell the story of the very important cause behind this event. So just once again, a couple of the details. The event is being hosted by the site bidpro.co.za. You can register now already, but the actual bidding opens tomorrow afternoon at 2 and runs until midnight on Thursday. And not only will you get the chance to bid on new works by the up-and-coming artists of the future, the final year students at Michaela's School of Fine Art at UCT, but also you'll be able to bid on those very generous generous donations, pieces that have been given to this auction by the likes of Jane Alexander, Beezy Bailey and Mary Sibande, to name just a few.